I'm delighted. It just shows you the character of a group of players that they're emotionally attached to each other. They're emotionally involved day to day. We're getting Carrington. We spend a lot of time with each other. I'm having to fight them to get them out of the training camp. And I'm having battles with them to get them out of the training camp. They want to spend time with each other. So to win it like that in the last minute just shows you what's growing and the culture that we're trying to set at the football club. And you can see the players, they want to die for each other on the pitch. They want to die for the staff. And that's when you've got something really strong moving forward.
Performance seemed to go up a level, though, didn't it, when you went down to 10 men?
The performance for staff was unacceptable. We stood off them. We played on the back foot. We didn't play with our usual aggression and pressing formula. And there was a hesitancy, maybe a nervousness. For staff, we're playing on a comedy pitch. We really are. It's a shambles. And we couldn't get any rhythm. When the weather dries out like it does, it just dries this pitch out. There's that much sand on it, just dries it out, and you're playing on a shambolic pitch. So we had no fluency for staff whatsoever, and it concerned me. Second half, there was more bravery to our performance. We were certainly on the front foot. We didn't give them any time. And Kelvin's goal gives them momentum. And once you get that momentum, it's quite difficult to stop, and I think they did find it hard to stop. Northampton found it quite powerful, and we kept attacking them at strategic moments, and we penetrated them twice, which obviously gives us 3 points.
How disappointing were you with the sending off?
In terms of
the challenge,
yeah,
it was a pretty nasty challenge, really.
It was airborne without a shadow of a doubt. I've no complaints whatsoever. A definite red. It's difficult with Joe because when he gets his tackles right, I believe he's one of the best tacklers in the league. He's very aggressive in his mindset. He's a front foot defender, which I love. But then you've got to have controlled aggression. You've got to use your head in that moment. And we talked about it this week about, I showed him a lot of footage of the Germans and now the German national team are so brilliant in what they do and so efficient in what they do. They don't give cheap yellows or cheap reds, or they don't give free kicks away in tournaments last third. They're just incredible, and I've gone on for 2 weeks to show them, and I've had Alan Marab sent off. We've done a lot of work on that since Adam got sent off, but Joe's one of them players I'll educate. He's worth that time out to really spend time with him, show him the tackle, show him the incident, and he's just got to put the brakes on and think a little bit. But there's no thought going in the tackle, and yeah, I was disappointed with it. But forgiveness is a great quality, and we'll move on. The gutting for me is that we've lost him for some time. That's the difficult one.